9 minutes to 8, it's breakfast on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. I'm Shane O'Connor. We've been talking about it through the show this morning. The long-awaited report into the abuses carried out by Jimmy Savile at Stoke Mandeville Hospital are going to be published this morning. It's already known he assaulted patients at 28 other hospitals. There's also going to be an independent report by Kate Lampard on lessons learned from Savile's activities in the NHS. Let's talk to Tom Perry, who's calling for mandatory reporting of suspected and known child abuse in regulated settings under the banner Mandate Now. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Shane.
We're already starting to say, well, management, it would appear, knew nothing about this, but as I pointed out earlier, you don't know what the environment is like for staff about how comfortable and confident they feel in reporting this. I presume what you want is to take away any suggestion that people who do report things that are happening that shouldn't do, that they won't get any reprisals. How do you do that, do you think?
Well, we want to do two things, actually, Shane, and thank you very much for having me on this morning. We want to do two things. It's the introduction of law, which actually does away with whistleblowers. If you're following the law, you can't be a whistleblower.
Right.
And, of course, whistleblowers in the NHS have a pretty short lifespan, as a rule. And that is part and parcel of the problem. You know, our primary instinct is self-preservation and self-protection.
Yeah.
And if you're suddenly having to step outside that by, in effect, going rogue and reporting, say, for example, a concern about a colleague, that is the most frightening step to take.
Mm.
I know. I spoke to somebody yesterday about precisely this. So we're seeking the introduction of law that requires colleagues on reasonable grounds to report suspected abuse. Very, very infrequently is known abuse. I mean, you know, known abuse is almost an impossibility. It is suspicions on reasonable grounds. That's what we want reported.
But will a law be enough, Tom? Because you know, and in large companies, we have this terrible environment in which people work now, where it's okay. You know, I've heard people told, if you don't like it, you can F off by a manager on several occasions. And you kind of think, how is that ever the right environment to be working in? And in that situation, even if you think, well, I've got to do this because I'm breaking the law, all that does is put more pressure on the employee, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't, because you see, the person who you're reporting to is also covered by the same law. So if you've reported to your boss and your boss does attempt to tell you to go away in that very impolite way, I'm afraid he's in trouble or she's in trouble. The law applies to everybody. It's not selective.
I get you. But then you're still in the situation where you have to prove bullying or undue pressure or coercion. You've still got to prove that, haven't you?
Ah, but look, the whole point is that there is an infrastructure already in place called the Local Authority Designated Officer and the Local Authority Children's Services.
Right.
To whom concerns are meant to be, currently meant to be, passed to them for their assessment. Now, the whole point is that very frequently, concerns that are being reported on a whistleblowing basis at the moment, which is just so absurd, what's happening is frequently those are not reaching the local authority for assessment, and that's one of the key problems. What law does is it puts everybody on the same side of the fence within the regulated activity, so the hospital, the school, the church, whatever it may be.
So if you actually interfere with that process, Tom, you have further broken that law, then, you're saying?
You've got it in one. So therefore, suddenly, the culture is all about you know, the management and the good staff within the operation, and there will always be perpetrators about. Always.
Just
can't do away with it.
I'm running out of time, and I want to ask you this important question, Tom. This report today, is it too late, do you think, now, to go back over this, to identify the people who were managers at the time, to find out why they did nothing, and to act on that? Is it all too late now, do you think, for that?
No, absolutely not. Look at my case and the case that I was involved in, which is an infamous case, Caldecott.
Mm.
We went back to 1953.
Right.
And we got convictions. The men are now in prison.
Tom, pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. That's Tom Perry, who's calling for that mandatory reporting of suspected and known child abuse, joining us on the show this morning. Shane O'Connor.